Thursday, March 30th. IT&T started out the day again with my meeting with Colson and McGregor right after the staff meeting to explain the president's action with Kleindienst last night. They feel that Eastland's real plan is to go for acting attorney general and say that he asked McGregor for assurance that the president would keep Kleindienst as acting AG. They think we're now turning this over to Mitchell, Kleindienst, and Mardian, that their track record doesn't justify this. Their decisions and judgment don't warrant this kind of confidence. Mardian apparently said to Eastland in McGregor's presence that even though there was a serious philosophical difference between McGregor and Kleindienst, that McGregor's motives are clear. Also, Mardian said to somebody that McGregor wants the AG job. Problem now is whether they'll equivocate on additional witnesses. Eastland committed to McGregor on the Thursday thing, but he keeps asking McGregor what the Republican vote count is and all. Clark's principal concern, though, was that he was being pulled off of what he considers to be his responsibility, and I think I set him to rest on that. And the president called me in, wanted to review the whole thing, mainly to be sure that Kleindienst checks today with Eastland to be sure that the commitment is a clean vote to terminate. President feels that he's got to get away from the IT&T matter now, and that so should Colson and McGregor, and that I should play the inter-relation role with Kleindienst and let him handle some of this. He told me to tell Kleindienst that he made a mistake in what he said to McGregor last night, because McGregor has the responsibility to get the votes, that regarding Eastland, he's to deal directly with him, not have Mardian do it. On the hearings, there must be a clean termination, not any compromise. And he's got to understand that McGregor has to have some contact with Eastland on Republican votes and that sort of thing. We have to have everyone working together. We can't let the Republicans go off on this, nor can we have Eastland talking about the acting attorney general, because we can't wheel that politically. If the hearings are not terminated next week, we of course have a totally different ball game, which the president recognizes and agrees. President then again got back to the point, called Colson in, got back to the point that he has to step back from the IT&T thing, and that he now has it set up to get done what needs to be done. I later talked to Kleindienst, and everything seemed to be working out all right with him. And I think we've got that issue pretty well buttoned up now. During the morning while we were talking and Kissinger was in, he was handed a note indicating that the North Vietnamese have attacked in South Vietnam, the attack that we've been concerned about and waiting for. The other item of discussion today was the question whether the president gives a speech to the National Catholic Educators Association, the decision hinging on the question of whether we're going to go with a move for aid to parochial schools. The president finally decided that he'd do it regardless of what the domestic council wanted, and he wants Buchanan to do up a speech, and he also wants to kick the Population Commission, making the anti-abortion point again. So we busted through the red tape and got that underway. He made the point, however, that he wanted to do it on Tuesday rather than on Monday, because Monday would be the day before the New Hampshire the Wisconsin primary, and that would create a problem. End of March 30th.